withholding $2 billion in federal funds, citing the school's alleged refusal to enact changes aimed at fighting anti-Semitism. At the Vatican, the first steps are now being taken to choose a successor to the late Pope Francis. Steeped in centuries of church tradition, the BBC's Sarah Rainsford says it is a carefully choreographed process.
We've seen the papal apartments officially sealed with wax. We are now expecting on Wednesday the Pope's body will be moved in a procession from his apartments to St. Peter's Basilica, where his coffin will be placed there, ready for people, heads of state, and then eventually for ordinary people to be able to come and say goodbye.
The Pope's funeral is scheduled for Saturday at 4 a.m. Eastern Time. The International Monetary Fund downgrading its global economic growth forecast. The IMF predicts the worldwide economy will grow 2.8% this year. That is down from its January forecast, 3.3%. Wall Street, the Dow is up 568 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
3 years ago, I wrapped up a run of Annie playing Daddy Warbucks with the South Carolina Children's Theater. I was about 40, 50 pounds overweight, tired, sick, fed up with the way I felt. Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. I had to do something. I scheduled my weight loss consultation with PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition. And as they say, the rest is history. Just a few months, I lost over 50 pounds. I took control of my health. 3 years later, I've kept the weight off and I feel better than ever. If you are where I was, do what I did. Call PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition. It'll change your life. It's fast and simple. They won't let you fail. Just give them a call at 855-696-2020 to schedule your weight loss consultation. That's 855-696-2020. 855-696-2020. Here's the best part. First 11 callers who mention the keyword healthy will get 2 free weeks added to their weight loss package. Don't wait. Call today. 855-696-2020. Mention healthy to get 2 free weeks or visit them at myphdweightloss.com. Myphdweightloss.com.
Good morning. It's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. The former president of the Oyster Harbor Citizens Association in Annapolis has received a sentence of 2 years probation for embezzlement. An Anne Arundel County Circuit Court sentenced Eric Epstein Monday after he entered an Alford plea, not admitting guilt but acknowledging there was enough evidence for conviction. Epstein is accused of stealing more than $18,000 from the private community organization to pay for personal bills. If he successfully completes his probation, the conviction can be removed from his record. The Maryland Transit Administration will be offering free transit today to celebrate Earth Day. The MTA is encouraging regular riders and first-time riders to take advantage of the opportunity and ride for free on services that include the local bus, light rail, metro subway, MART train, commuter bus, and mobility. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Rapid Radio's our instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. Business owners can keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
At WCBM, we stand for freedom, hard work, and the businesses that keep our community strong. The local businesses that support WCBM share our values. They believe in you, just like you believe in America. So when you need a service, a product, or a meal out, support the businesses that support WCBM. Your dollars stay local, help hardworking Americans, and keep conservative talk radio alive. Check out our trusted sponsors at WCBM.com and tell them you heard them on WCBM, because when we stand together, we thrive together.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Dean Kramer takes the hill tonight as the Orioles travel the Beltway, take on the Nats in D.C. Last time out for Kramer, much better than his previous three starts. Here's General Manager Mike Elias on both Kramer and Charlie Morton's overall start to the season.
I think they're disappointed that their stats aren't better. They both look fine in terms of their stuff and velocity, and their track records that they've laid down at the major league level certainly suggest that there's good reason to believe that this is an aberration.
On the bright side, Kramer tough against the Nats. Three starts, 3-0 on the career, a 204 earned run average. Caps and Canadiens begin their Stanley Cup series in grand fashion last night.
Off this draw, it squirts loose. On tempo, ready, rebound, it's tight. Score! For the first time!
first time in his career, Alex Ovechkin has a Stanley Cup playoff overtime goal.
Joe Beninati with the call on Monumental in the 45th overtime playoff game of Ovi's career. 3-2 caps the final. Head coach Spencer Carberry on his team leader.
Made a couple of big plays for us. Tonight was physical, set the tone. First period, he was leading the charge and dragging guys into the fight.
2 goals, 1 assist, 7 hits for Ovi last night, among 42 for the Caps, who lead the series 1-0. Game 2 is Wednesday night. Coming up in 30 minutes, spring training plans sometimes go awry. And that is Stein on Sports.
Is your wear and carry permit about to expire? Don't wait until it's too late. At Free State Gun Range, we offer initial and renewal courses to keep you prepared and protected. Our certification is valid for 2 years, so you can be confident you're up to date and ready to go. Whether you're renewing or starting fresh, our expert instructors provide hands-on, top-notch training. Lock in your training now before prices go up. Secure your spot today. Your safety depends on it. Call Free State Gun Range now.
At 10:07, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures are warmer today. They stay on the warm side the rest of this week. It's a dry day today, a mix of sun and clouds, 80 this afternoon. Tomorrow, sunny and 78. Thursday, near 80 the high. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
Current temperature in Dundalk, 59 degrees, 61 in Owings Mills, and 56 in Moncton. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. Yes, it's April 22nd. Are you shocked? I'm shocked. I had no idea. I had no idea. April's almost gone. You know what it is, I think, Brian the producer? It was so cold this April. I'm not used to a cold April like this. I'm entitled to a I'm entitled to a warmer April. I'm convinced of that. If you're just joining us, we were talking about the State of the City address that Mayor Brandon Scott gave just last night. And I know that I don't, some of you don't agree that I'm applauding Mayor Brandon Scott for bettering his communication skills. I know that I could use some work, but I think that it's great that he's taken that initiative considering he wants to be a career politician. And I think if that's your career choice, even though I don't think you should be a career politician, if that's your path, then at least work at it, you know, get a little bit better, you know, present yourself the way that you would want any elected official to present themselves. I will note that Congressman Kwesi Adfume was at the State of the City address. He must have arrived late, by the way, because when he got up to introduce Mayor Brandon Scott, he says, are there any elected officials in the House? Have we already gone over that? That's what he asked. I'm thinking, what did he just slip in the back door just to do this introduction and slip right back out? That's something that I would not put past him. I do have a text here from John. John says, "Kid, Mayor Scott graduated from St. Mary's College of Maryland in 2006 and for 19 years has been paid by the city government, starting as a liaison for then City Council President Stephanie Rawlings Blake. Did you see Scott dancing around on the stage last night like our little bobblehead? Leaping gnome governor, neither can hold still and speak. If they are moving their heads and lips, they are stretching the truth." Again, it comes in from John. Yeah, John, I did see where people were posting memes with Mayor Scott's State of the City address because it was done like a TED Talk. So he was walking back and forth the entire time. And I guess I looked at that and said, all right, this is still much better than we're used to receiving from him. So I'm not gonna criticize it. But yes, John, you are correct on that. It does appear that he wants to, I would say, you know, somewhat mimic the way that Governor Wes Moore, you know, does his presentations and speeches. And I will say that, you know, Governor Wes Moore, we talk about him, that is most likely what everybody, you know, does applaud him on, and that is the fact that he is a great public speaker. He used to do motivational speaking. Lots of people loved him. He was booked all the time. I actually went to an event way back when where Governor Wes Moore was booked as the keynote speaker. And at that time, I never even heard of the guy. And I believe it was around 2014, maybe the end of 2013. And I thought, okay, you know, this guy, he's pretty impressive. He was talking about his book, The Other Wes Moore. But, you know, that is something that you do need in politics. You really do. All right, I wanted to read, and I'll get to, if you guys want to weigh in on the State of the City address, you can, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. A couple of the comments on this live stream. There was a comment from a gentleman named Chris. He says, congratulations on the bike lanes and banning plastic bags. Of course, that got a lot of laughter. Mark says, taxpaying residents can no longer safely walk around after dark. I guess we're going to call that progress. Kathy says, has Mayor Scott been watching his news feed? Seems the city is having some serious issues this week with teenage crime. Maybe he needs to get back to work. Now, I'm reading this, you know, as it's here in order, and it's not like I'm skipping any. Somebody by the name of Fleetwood, I guess that's just what they call their page here. It says, all Brandon Scott did is move his mouth and his hips and nothing else gets done. And there was a meme of Mayor Brandon Scott's head on like an aerobic instructor's body. And it was kind of like moving back and forth, which was actually pretty funny. Lots of laughter there. Mike says he is one of the biggest Democratic clowns I've ever seen. Timothy said, don't forget the growth of the 12 o'clock boys, which are the dirt bike riders. He says, on their dirt bikes and quads, tearing through the city at will. Gary then says, how we handle those squeegee bots now that spring is here. I guess he's trying to say squeegee boys, but end up writing bots. He says, pretty sad that the weather can control what you, Brandon, can't do. And another commenter said, build more with them, bro. Westmore and Mayor Scott together making a difference for the community and the people of Baltimore City. One day at a time, bro. It's really good stuff, bro. So a lot of people took that as this person's being sarcastic. Well, anyways, as you can see, and you can go down the entire comment section. Somebody asked, where is Kurt Schmoke? He was better. Bob says, this is such a joke. Joseph said, total embezzlement when it comes to the school system. Mary says, worst mayor, just like others we had, but it's the worst he's done. Nothing for us, and I mean nothing at all. And I think that's what a lot of people were trying to point to, right? You know, what has been, you know, an accomplishment that you can point to for Mayor Brandon Scott? Now, he'll tell you it's the reduction in crime and violence, but that's not a thing. Crime is still up. If you're thinking about violence, just so you know, whether it's assaults or, you know, battery, things like that, those are still up. It's the non-fatal shootings and the homicides that are down. And so when Mayor Scott says that the violence is down, I says technically he can say that because of those numbers on shootings. But, you know, when you're trying to point to something that Mayor Scott has accomplished for the city, what has he accomplished? He's been into office since 2020. Here we are in 2025. And I don't know if I can point to anything and say that it's gotten better. You know what? If you could think of something, we're trying to be positive this morning. 410-WCBM-680. 410-922-6680. I've got Tyrone in Ellicott City. Tyrone, you wanted to weigh in?
Yes. Good morning, Cam. I hope you're doing well.
Good morning.
I actually was more comfortable with Brandon Scott before he started to improve his communication skills. And you're right. He has obviously been working on that. But that makes him more of a threat to the future of the country than he was when he sounded like he barely graduated Mervo. So I think that you're right. He's definitely got political aspirations beyond the city hall. But, you know, it's these smooth talkers. Because he puts his words together a lot smoother now. He's still saying nothing, but I think he'll have an appeal to a broader audience. And I think folk like Brandon Scott they're pretty dangerous when you talk about the future of our economy and our society here in America.
Okay. All right. Well, I could definitely see where you're coming from. But you know what? I'm glad that you noticed as well that he has been trying to improve. I'm just hoping that we'll get to a point in this country where people at least will take a look at someone's record, right? What they can point to as a politician, because he's been a politician his entire adult life at this point, and I can't really point to anything that he's accomplished.
Because he hasn't accomplished anything. Winning a popularity contest is not an accomplishment in the real world. Yeah, you got elected to be the mayor of Baltimore City, but if you look beyond, and look, Baltimore's still a dangerous city, okay? And I'm not even convinced that a lot of the numbers they're putting out there are accurate. It's a marketing job.
Right.
People that I talk to that grew up in Baltimore City like myself still are not comfortable going down there. We're taking our dollars elsewhere if we want to have, for example, a nice evening out on the town, because Baltimore is sketchy, and Brandon Scott really hasn't improved that perception.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this before you go, Tyro. Do you think that we're going to have a problem this summer with the Squeegee kids? Because according to him, he's got that all cleaned up.
Well, we probably will see it. And also the guys on the dirt bikes and, more and more cities are having these large groups of teenagers congregate and disrupt and do the car thing. So I'm not really hopeful that, I'm not hopeful that it's going to improve. If it does, great. Okay, great for Baltimore.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
Yeah, I think that's how I feel about it as well. Well, Tyrone, thank you so much for weighing in, and I definitely get your logic on this. Thank you so much. Thank you. Have a great week. I could definitely see that. I guess I was just so tired. I'm so tired of being embarrassed, right? It's like Baltimore City is already, as Tyrone put it out, very dangerous. Then you had President Trump, when he gave his state of the state address, he was basically saying, State of the Union, excuse me, he was basically saying, look, we can even point to some of the terrible school systems. And he did. He pointed out Baltimore City many times. And it's, it is. It's quite embarrassing. And so when you have a mayor that stands up at the podium of a city that does not read, I guess, is that what Charm City used to be known for? A city that reads? Well, now you're a city that doesn't read. And so then when you have Mayor Scott step up, as Tyrone pointed out, it sounded like he barely graduated from high school. And so then, that was the perception. It's like you really weren't going to attract any new families or anybody here. It's like, wait a minute, we're looking at these test scores. The schools are terrible. And then the mayor of the city, it sounds like he didn't pass many tests either. I mean, it's just, it was a terrible look. And we continue to see population decline. And again, the only reason why we see any kind of increase is because of the illegal immigrants. And I do think with ICE and even BPD, I think that you're going to most likely start to see more and more of a cut into that increase as they crack down on illegal immigration. Right now we are obviously, focused on getting rid of those that are here that have been violent or have a criminal record. But it's going to go beyond that, I would hope, in the next 2 years. That's, pretty much what President Trump ran on. And I think once he starts to round up those individuals that are just here illegally, right, that haven't committed a crime, I think that's when you're going to see this decrease in Baltimore. And I think Baltimore is going to hit the national scene. And you're going to hear a lot of people talking about the fact that a lot of illegal immigrants were apprehended in Baltimore. I think we're going to hear it for sure. All right. I did want to note, also I got some other text messages here. Joe, thank you, Joe, for this nice comment. That was very nice of you. Joe said, I was going to say something to be critical of you, but I'll reserve my comments. He says, kudos to you for being able to say something nice about someone you disagree with. That's admirable and exemplifies leadership. That's why people like myself can listen and converse with you. Some of your colleagues would do well to follow your example. Thank you, Joe. And I think, there's people on both sides of the aisle that, could be, am I usually rude and negative? Sure. Yes, I am. I am. I'm a rude and kind of negative person. Good. But when I can give credit to someone, when credit is due, I do at least attempt to do so. And that's what I try to do here with Mayor Brandon Scott. I know many people do not agree. I get that. Like I said, those were the comments on that live stream that I was reading from earlier. And I will say many of those commenters, of course, you had some Republicans there, but there were some people leaving comments about the crime and the juveniles that actually had Kamala Harris on their Facebook page. So it's not just the Republicans or independents that are not excited about the way the city has been handled under Mayor Scott. It's even those that are in his party. Also, I wanted to note, coming up next, we are going to talk about the Expungement Reform Act. So I don't want you to go anywhere because this has to do with our question of the day. Real quick, if you go to WCBM.com, and I know some of you have already done so because you're amazing, but that's the question. Should Maryland allow expungement for violent crimes? Yes or no? This is brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Like Joe pointed out yesterday, and Joe, I was listening to you there. I am not going to tell you where I lean on this. I'm not going to tell you where I lean on this because, sure, there could be some people that feel more comfortable calling in because they believe that I lean in the same direction. So I'm just going to throw this out there today. Should Maryland allow expungement for violent criminals? Yes or no? Go to WCBM.com right now and partake in the poll. Also, if you still want to weigh in on Mayor Brandon Scott in the state of the city, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I wanted to ask you, and I hope that you don't have anything like this, but I just want to make sure that you have the knowledge and the information that you need to get help if you need so. But go ahead and imagine losing the ability to hear someone say, I love you, or the ability to hear a compliment, hearing the birds chirp, your favorite song, conversation with old friends, or Kim Klasick Live. Look, losing your hearing takes a toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially, and I don't wish that on anyone. Now, if this kind of suffering sounds familiar, no matter what your age, call Audiology Associates at 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her entire team take a gentle and empathetic approach for each patient's treatment plan, and they have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Now, Audiology Associates is the trusted name in Maryland, and they have been for over 42 years. They even have offices throughout the Baltimore metro area for your convenience. All you have to do is call 410-944-3100, or you can go online at www.aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates at 410-944-3100.
And now for the Institute on the Constitution, here's Michael Anthony Peruca with The American View.
Declaration of Independence is a fascinating document. I have been a serious student of the Declaration for about 25 years, and I still marvel at the broad sweep of genius backed up by a boldness born of faith. Indeed, the founding and forming of the American government was an act of faith. But a point that is crucially lost in this secular age is that it was not just faith for the sake of faith. It was faith in the existence and the authority of the one true and living God of the Bible that provided the foundation and set the course for the American experiment in liberty. It was the common understanding of men who were knowledgeable of God's word and convinced of his authority and protection over themselves and their families. Now, these men, were they able to visit with us today, would be astonished to see what we have done with the republic they bequeathed us. Indeed, I believe they would be disappointed to see the loss of American liberty resulting from the failure of Americans to know and to live out the moral principles and precepts that make liberty possible. Thomas Jefferson wrote that if the people of a nation desire to be ignorant and free, they desire what never was and never will be. If we forget the words, the struggles, the trials, the motivations, indeed the faith of our founders, we will confine ourselves to a destiny of tyranny and oppression. So I ask you to visit our website at theamericanview.com and begin or continue to deepen your understanding of the principles and precepts of liberty. Then pass it on. This is Michael Anthony Peruca for Institute on the Constitution, bringing you The American View.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM. In Hartford County.
All right, we're wrapping up this conversation in regards to the State of the City address that was delivered just last night by Mayor Brandon Scott. He told a lot of little white lies last night. He said Baltimore City is no longer in the top 20 most dangerous cities in America, but we are number 14. And I looked at the same exact list that he had, and I was actually floored that he just didn't say we're no longer in the top 10, because we've been in the top 10, I would say, over 40 years. That's still an accomplishment. But he did. He decided to tell the lie. I've got my friend Barbara in Baltimore. Hey, Barbara, how are you?
Hey, Kim. I'm so glad I'm able to listen to you. The tax season is over, and I can actually listen to you again. Listen, you can claim victory for single-handedly bringing You know like I know. Nobody said it like you. Nobody imitated him better than you and put Brandon Scott out there. like an idiot. You single-handedly made him go to language. He got a tutor. He got somebody to teach him how to talk, how to read correctly.
You know what? That is really nice, Barbara. I won't take all the credit. I'm hoping,
One minute. Jasmine Crockett also helped because he got to see how stupid she looks.
Yeah.
And decided he didn't want to look as bad as she does.
Yeah, you know what? I didn't even think about that piece. You're right. She does. She is awful.
She takes it to another level, Kim. She takes it to another level. And you said embarrassment. You said you were tired of being embarrassed.
Yeah, yeah.
I am so tired. That is the most embarrassing woman. She's worse than Maxine Waters.
Oh, absolutely. I think she's worse than Kamala.
She's dangerous, too, because she's really so stupid she doesn't even know it. Yeah. And what's even worse is that she was raised by two preachers. She is the result of what happens in these black theology churches. That's what that is. Mm. She is a walking example of it. The hatred that's being taught and preached about in these churches. I didn't know that her parents were preachers.
I didn't know that either. I'm just learning that now.
And she also has Ivy League education. She went to private school.
Yeah.
Always. Yep. I didn't know that. You would never know it by the way she rolls that head with those fake nails. Oh, my gosh. And her lashes. Oh, my goodness. But I'm not going there.
Yeah.
I just wanted to just say hi because I haven't been around in a while. And I think it's just great. But Brandon Scott is a liar. And thank you for calling him out on it because this city hasn't changed. And what's happening here with Van Hollen, and I don't see people at the State House protesting about what he's doing is amazing to me. I think we need more State House protests, Kim. Why don't you lead some of them? Think about it.
Yeah, I was thinking about that, Barbara. If you join me, I might have to do it.
You can do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, you have the audience, and we will support you. Because I don't think people in Maryland are aware how much danger this state is in of becoming not a communist, but this is Marxism that's going on here. Mind control, almost like satanic stuff happening. It's time for us to take a stand in this state if you're going to stay here.
Yeah, Barbara, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this before you go. Do you think Governor Wes Moore, as of today, do you think he's going to win re-election?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, no. I have to put on my running shoes again. No. I have to say no. Are you going to run? No, anybody but Moore. No more of Moore.
Yeah, yeah. I hope we have a good answer for that coming up here 2026. Barbara, thank you so much for weighing in. I appreciate you.
Have a great day.
You too. Have a great week. And happy to hear that tax season is over for you. I was married to an accountant for 10 or so years, and I know exactly what that's like. So I'm happy for Barbara and many of the accountants that are listening to the show. I'm glad you are able to get some kind of relief because I would watch how much work goes into that. And I would think, who would willingly sign up to be an accountant? Like, it's got to be like a family business or you really, truly enjoy, you know, finances or math. I don't know. I hate math. I absolutely hate it. And so, you know, the amount of work that accountants and CPAs do, I don't envy it. It's a lot. It's a lot. I will say, you know, just to kind of wrap this conversation up to get, all together, I don't think Maryland Dems have learned anything from the national level. President Trump right now, he doesn't have a terrible approval rating. He won the popular vote. He won all seven swing states. And that is because a lot of people on the national scene rejected what Mayor Scott talked about just last night in the State of the City address. And I know here in Maryland, it's a little different. You know, they don't have to change their tune, but I really wish they would think about it, get on board with everybody else. All right, coming up next, the Expungement Reform Act. I want to hear from you.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Negotiations between Iran and the U.S. over Tehran's rapidly advancing nuclear program move tomorrow to what's known as the expert level. Analysts say it shows the talks are moving ahead at a rapid clip. A 7-2 Supreme Court order pauses Trump administration deportations of illegal aliens suspected of gang involvement. The order is coming under fire from some legal scholars who say that the high court broke its own rules by issuing that ruling before lower courts had a chance to rule. Harvard University suing the Trump administration for withholding $2 billion in federal funds, citing the school's alleged refusal to enact changes aimed at combating anti-Semitism. Stocks are sharply higher on Wall Street. The Dow is up 682 points, the Nasdaq ahead 301. More details at srnnews.com.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you're thinking about home improvements, let me tell you about a company I personally stand behind, AES Builders and Home Improvements. You know, for over 35 years, AES has built trust by delivering top-quality additions and remodeling. When they're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, they're not done. Having earned 43-plus Super Service Awards and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, AES is all about integrity and craftsmanship. They never cut corners, never bid to subcontractors, and always offer the best work at the lowest price. Plus, their free concierge service makes sure you get exactly what you want. And here's the best part. AES is giving $2,500 off any addition, kitchen, or bath remodel to the first 25 callers in April. So call 1-800-787-SAVE. That's 1-800-787-SAVE. Or go to aeshome.us. AES, when they're done, you'll be happy. Don't forget, with that special offer, call now, 1-800-787-SAVE.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The season is still young, but 21 games in, you start to get a feel for things as far as your team is concerned. And so it is with the Orioles as they prepare for a three-game set with the Nats tonight at 6:45. Here's manager Brandon Hyde 2 months ago, February 19th to be exact, at the beginning of Orioles spring training.
I'd like to see us bunt for a hit a little bit more. I like to see us run a little bit more this year also. A lot of it's personnel driven as well, but I would like to see us definitely run more.
2 months later, the Orioles have fallen back on old habits. The power's there. They're sixth in the league with home runs in 31, but the speed and on-base percentage have taken a back seat. Orioles 22nd in OBP, 26th in stolen bases, 26th in walks. NHL playoffs last night, Alex Ovechkin notching a first.
Off this draw, it squirts loose! On tempo, ready, rebound, it's tight, score! For the first time in his career, Alex Ovechkin has a Stanley Cup playoff overtime goal!
In the 45th overtime playoff game of his career, no less, Joe Beninati with the call on Monumental. 3-2 Caps, the final game two is Wednesday night. Coming up in 30 minutes, it's off-season workout time in Owings Mills. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, Rod Barrowy here. God bless America. God bless Donald Trump. God bless all the listeners here at WCBM. Well, looky here. Gas prices are down. Egg prices are down. And oops, the stock market's down too. How would you like to never worry about market volatility in your retirement? You want some growth when the market's up, but no loss when the market's down. Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120.
Plenty of sunshine, no rain through Thursday, the end of the week. We are dealing with some wet weather. Today we've got some passing clouds, and that's it. It's warmer this afternoon, near 80 the high today, mid to upper 50s overnight, sunshine tomorrow, 78, 80 the high Thursday, and Friday, only a few afternoon showers. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
100 years of making the most out of a million priceless moments. Then, now, always. Erie Insurance.
Hi, I'm Vinny Steo, CEO and broker with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. My multiple cash offer program provides 3 to 6 offers with at least one at 100% of market value, or I'll pay you the difference. Call, text, or visit vinnysteo.com today.
From Dundalk to the boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
All right. Good morning to you. Is it getting warmer out there? According to the weather app, it's getting a lot warmer out there. I don't know. There aren't any windows here. I can't even see if it's getting warmer. But I guess you would have to feel it too, right? I can't do any of those things yet. But I'm excited to do so at 12 o'clock. Don't forget, don't go anywhere. After Kim Klasick Live, you got Rob Carson coming up next. And he's got a great show planned for you. A little bit of housekeeping. Yes, a little bit of housekeeping. On Friday, I will be out, and you'll be joined by Andrew Langer. And I know how much everybody loves Andrew. I love listening to Andrew. as well. So he'll be here on Friday. As I go down to the for the event with the Palm Beach Young Republican Club. So yes, I'll be working. I'm not going anywhere fun, but I've noted, and I'll do a lot of these on Saturdays, because even this weekend, remember this Saturday, I've got the breakfast with Glenn Gilhar, and I'll do a video about that this afternoon. Don't forget, that's 9 a.m. to 12 noon at the Bowman Restaurant. But we really got to make sure that we're supporting these young Republican clubs and the candidates, especially right now, because it's definitely not too early to start knocking doors. They've got a couple candidates down there in Palm Beach that's going to take on a couple of Democrats there that are in some purple seats. And there's one seat that I think is very much winnable, as they would say. And we want to go down there. We're raising money. John Bachman's going to be there with me, too, from Newsmax. And it's actually $125 per ticket. And this is for, again, the Young Republicans Club. They usually don't have ticket prices that high. But they want to make sure that they get as much literature as possible and, you know, get enough people excited to start knocking doors. I think they're going to start coming here May 1st. They're going to start knocking doors down there in Palm Beach. And, you know, we will talk about that a little bit this week as well, as just some of the races across the country that look like, you know, they're in play, you know, or in play, I should say, or we can really compete. And I want to make sure that none of these seats go uncontested. Speaking of which, and shout out to Barbara again, speaking of which, Jasmine Crockett's opponent, and I say her opponent, even though they haven't had the primary yet, but Sheldon Daniels, he's raising a ton of money. He'll be on the show tomorrow. He's an attorney. I've been waiting for this interview for quite some time because we just couldn't get our schedules, you know, matched together. And it was sad because, you know, I wanted to have him on, you know, right when she was really, I guess, when was that? When she was going viral there for saying, gosh, what was she talking about? I guess it was more about the illegal immigration, because she said that crossing the border illegally wasn't illegal. And remember, she's an attorney, and so is Sheldon Daniels. But he's also, you know, still at work. So it was hard to get our schedules together because he's an attorney, and he's got a full schedule down there in Dallas, Texas. But he'll be on the show tomorrow, so please tune in. I can't wait to talk to him. It looks very promising, by the way. All right, so the big question right now, and that is the question of the day, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. It's at WCBM.com. It is, should Maryland allow expungement for violent crimes? Yes or no? And I'm taking advice here from Joe. I'm not going to tell you where I stand on this issue until after we talk about this. And you might be surprised on some of my reasonings for, you know, my response on this or not. Who knows? I'm not going to let you know. All right, so we are going to get to the phone lines here in just a minute, but go ahead and take a listen to Governor Wes Moore, because he dropped a video on social media yesterday discussing the Expungement Reform Act.
Marylanders who have served their time and turned their lives around are being unfairly blocked from jobs, housing, and opportunity. And that doesn't just hurt them. It hurts all of us. Listen, I had handcuffs on my wrist when I was 11. If people had given up on me instead of lifting me up, I wouldn't be here today. Our Expungement Reform Act allows individuals to petition the court to expunge their outdated records after completing everything we've asked of them, so they can work, provide for their families, and build a better future. And I want to be very clear, this is not about letting criminals or repeat offenders off the hook. It's about common sense. The people who will be helped out by this reform are our neighbors and our parents, even people in our congregation. They're people who just want to move forward, but keep hitting a wall made of paperwork. When someone has a good job and good housing, communities are safer, businesses grow, and Maryland gets stronger. And not every sentence needs to be a life sentence. So guys, let's get this done.
All right, Governor Wes Moore, again, doing things nobody asked for. I mean, did the violent criminals, did they even ask for this? I don't even know. I don't know. The Expungement Reform Act, just so you know, that again, this is where he's talking about expunging outdated records for violent criminals. And what would this would do is prohibit Maryland case search from referring to existence of a certain record that was on file. So have you ever gone into Maryland case search to look for somebody and you just type their name in And look, you can think I'm a criminal, right? Just go in, type in Kimberly Klasick, and a Maryland case search, it will pop up, and I don't even know what's on there. Maybe my lawsuit with Candace Owens, maybe. You know what? I don't think I even have any traffic violations. No, I don't think I do. I don't know. Somebody ask my ex-husband. I have no idea. Anyways, no, but in all seriousness, what they want to do with this is, you know, take this completely off of someone's record. And I just want to know from you, is this something that we should do? He's saying that this is holding people back when applying for, I guess, housing vouchers, right? Because he said housing. He said that it's hurting individuals as they're applying for jobs. I don't know many employers today. I would say maybe 20 years ago, this might have been a thing. But today, I think employers have been a lot more lenient and understanding of those that have criminal history. I could be wrong on that. But I want to get your response on this. Should we expunge these records for violent criminals? What could go wrong, right? Or could this lead to many more individuals that have served their time, you know, for the crime that they did commit, but they already served their time and look past it? Could it lead to better success rates? Let me hear from you. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I've got Tori in Denton. Tori, what say you?
I really think that Maryland should, but it should be on a case-to-case basis based on the type of crime that it is and what they did and how long they served and whether or not they've actually reformed themselves or not. And I also remind myself and others out there that no, just because you made that, just because you did that, doesn't mean that you're a bad person. I've made mistakes. I'll be honest with you about that. And, you know, I like to think that everybody deserves a second chance. I mean, look, it doesn't mean everybody should get expungement, depending on the crime, you know, because we have to make sure that if they do expunge it, it'd be just, let's just for them, if they do want an expungement, they should be able to go, you know, the judge be able to hear him or her why they should get an expungement and hear them out, whether they reformed or, I mean, if they hadn't reformed, then obviously not. But I also have some information about Mr. Van Hollen. He came to our firehouse one night at our banquet, and this was after he was elected. He decided he wanted to do an hour-long speech about how he's going to help all the firehouses across the entire state of Maryland. And with his recent trip to Mr. Garcia, it shows me where his real intentions lie.
Yeah. Yeah, no, for sure. And first of all, thank you so much for your service. Hey, I'm assuming you're a firefighter.
Yes, I am. I got some information on Mr. Scott as well. He decided he wanted to, after those three firefighters passed away in the line of duty, he told these families that he would do everything to help them.
Yeah.
I know you remember them.
Oh, yeah.
So I was told by several of those guys who I talked to, I don't talk to them all the time because I know they got lives, families, whatever have you. I was told by them that, you know, that he decided he didn't want to show up to their funerals and not even show face after he had promised them that Baltimore would help them. After the fact, this was maybe a couple weeks after they were had passed on, and then higher ups decided they wanted to actually put that promise into motion, saying that Scott would provide them with the funds needed to provide for funeral expenses and whatever else they may need. Hey, they never got it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, trust me, Tori, I know. And it's sad to see because, you know, I was actually there for, you know, that entire memorial service that they had, the Baltimore City Convention Center. And I was absolutely honored to sit next to Rachel, the widow of firefighter Paul Buttram. And I know what you're saying is absolutely true. And you're right. He did stand up on that stage and promised a lot and did not deliver.
And, you know, my station actually went down there, and I didn't get to go because I was at work, but I asked around the firehouse after they came back from Baltimore, and I said, hey, guys, did you have a chance to meet the family in the Baltimore, Maryland? And they said, yes, they met the family, they met the kids, they met everything, they met everybody, and they never saw the mayor there once or anybody from his staff.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no, you know what? I wasn't even paying attention. So I don't know. I know he was at, obviously, the convention center where he spoke. And I was actually a little upset that he spoke, to be honest with you. But, you know, it is what it is. But I don't know. I can't remember if he was at the burial site.
No, he wasn't. I asked.
Yeah. Well, Tori, again, thank you so much for your service. And I appreciate you weighing in on this. Thank you so much.
Of course.
Thank you. And you know what? Not to get off on another tangent there, but yeah, Mayor Scott, these are things that a lot of people do not forget, right? Now, he talked yesterday about the State of the City address, but he did not mention the vacant housing. He didn't mention, you know, what they were doing. They were saying that they were reducing the number of vacant houses. But how many times have we talked to our friend who calls in all the time, Caroline, where she, you know, discusses, you know, a lot of the obstacles that they have with trying to flip some of those vacant houses. And so is he really doing his best to get those vacant houses moved and have people obviously, you know, occupying them? No, he's not. And if you really, truly wanted to, number one, you wouldn't have food deserts. And number two, you would fix the school system. No one's moving to a neighborhood with a bunch of vacant houses in a school system that isn't turning out, you know, decent, even high school graduates. It's just not happening. All right, we're talking about the Expungement Reform Act. That is the big topic. Should we expunge records for violent criminals? Let's see. I've got Craig in Harford County. He's in the text line here. He says, Kim, could you imagine Ted Bundy getting paroled and his records being expunged? It's a bit of a stretch, but pick any unsavory criminal. Do you want that information going unaccounted for? Again, that's Craig in Harford County. Craig, that's one way to look at it for sure. For sure. And I would think that most employers, even though they want to look past it, I would think that they still do want to know what they're dealing with and who they're dealing with. But if Governor Westmore goes through with this expungement reform act, it would expunge many of those records in the Maryland case search, which honestly, I've used Maryland case search plenty of times. It's not that I need to judge people, but if there's somebody that I know is going to be around my daughter, or if I'm going to meet up with someone, if they're talking about helping out with the PAC or helping out with the campaign, yeah, I type their name into the Maryland case search first. I do. And I know many people that do. Let's see, I got Mike in Dundalk. Mike, how do you feel about the expungement?
Yeah, I agree with it. I'll tell you why. Hello?
Yep.
You there?
Yes, Mike.
You're hearing a beep.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll tell you why I agree with it. I've been out of jail for 25 years. I don't raise a family, got grandchildren. I think there should be a time thing on it. You know what I mean? Like, you've been out of trouble for so long, and they shouldn't expunge. Like, if you took a life, they shouldn't expunge that. Or if you have a sexual offense against a child, they shouldn't expunge that. But if you've been out of trouble for a long time and it's neither one of them charges, yeah, I think you should. Because I can't even go hunting because I can't get a gun. But I've been out of trouble for 25 years. I was like 21 years old last time I committed, got in trouble. So yeah, it's like somebody said, case by case thing. But okay. I think you should be out of jail for a while. I mean, out of trouble for a while.
Okay. All right. So you believe that a certain time frame and for certain crimes, and if they had a good record going forward.
Right.
If you were to...
crimes I don't believe they should be let out, expunged as if they took a life or they had a sexual assault against a child or something like that, or sexual assault against anybody, any sexual assault.
I see. Well, let me ask you this, Mike, because it sounds like you're much more familiar than I am with the system. When you're looking at the time, the amount of time that has passed, say maybe it was like an armed robbery or, you know, something like that.
I mean, 10 years at the minimum.
10 years minimum. Okay. That's where I was getting at. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Mike, thank you so much for weighing in. I appreciate you.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you. And that's another piece of this, right? There are people like Mike that, yeah, they might have got in trouble when they were younger, hanging out with the wrong crowd. I don't think anybody is free of any skeletons in their closet. If you have no skeletons in your closet and you are over the age of 40, you know, God bless you. You know, you're going straight to heaven. But there are people like Mike that will say, look, I haven't gotten in trouble in a long time. Why should it be that I cannot have the right to own a handgun and exercise my Second Amendment? You know what? I hope more of you weigh in on this. 410-WCBM-680. That's 410-922-6680. I did note from Governor Wes Moore's social media posts there, he did again mention how he had handcuffs on his wrists when he was just 11 years old. And again, he talks about people not turning their back on him, but he still doesn't discuss what truly saved the day. And that was a good education. You know, at that point, he was exercising school choice. How many times have we heard from Delegate Mark Fisher, who introduces every session in the Maryland General Assembly, school choice, and every single time Democrats shoot it down? Now, school choice should be a no-brainer in a state like Maryland, especially if you want to give these kids, and I would say kids of color, and a better opportunity in cities like Baltimore, right? Why would you be against that? In my view, and I'm going to be very honest with you right here, those that are against school choice for those in the city of Baltimore, it is very hard to convince me that that doesn't seem what a person on the left would consider racist, right? You've got these predominantly black neighborhoods with some of the worst schools in the country, and nobody says a word, whether they are an elected official, whether they're on the school board or what have you. They're just collecting their checks and they could care less, right? The teachers union, how much have we heard from the teachers union, especially this session when it has to do with Kerwood Commissioner, the blueprint? They talk about that till they're blue in the face. But these terrible schools in Baltimore City, in certain neighborhoods where these kids aren't getting any kind of education, they don't say a word. They don't say a word. That's the key to success right there. Say nothing. I mean, when you're looking at the literacy rate alone, it's hard for me to imagine that this is any different than Jim Crow days. I see it as the same. But if I say something like that, then I'm the sellout, I'm the traitor, I'm the coon. But that's exactly what I see. All right, coming up next, I do want to hear from you as far as the Expungement Reform Act, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680.
Comcast Business helps turn today's small businesses into engines of modern business. It's how restaurants become reliably up-and-running neighborhood favorites, how retailers become seamlessly restocking, cyber-securing must-visit shops, and how healthcare offices become the data-managing caregivers that we all depend on. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, advanced fiber solutions, and Wi-Fi backup, Comcast Business is powering the engine of modern business, powering possibilities.
Now through May 4th, new customers can get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how to get up to a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Requires enrollment and paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and other fees extra and subject to change.
Celebrating 100 years of protecting your family's most priceless moments. Then, now, always. ErieInsurance.com. That's ErieInsurance.com.
Steel, walk behind, zero turn, and stand-on mowers are built to get the job done. Shop online or at your local Steel dealer. Steel, let's go mow. A morning drive with Casey and Elliot.
There's an inclination, Sean, of saying you're not moving in a direction in the pure MAGA people want to move it.
President Trump was elected with 77 million votes. His agenda is what needs to be moved forward. His agenda is the MAGA agenda. It is the America First agenda. So if you're working at odds against the President of the United States, he's the one the people of this country elected. So if you're working against that, then what good are you?
The Morning Drive, 6 to 9, with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're talking about the Expungement Reform Act introduced by Governor Wes Moore. Again, Governor Moore doing what nobody asked him to do, but this is what he does. I don't know. I hope he's not reelected. I really do hope he's not. The question of the day brought to you by Renovation Real Estate at WCBM.com. Should Maryland allow expungement for violent criminals? Well, so far, 94% of you say no. 6% of you say yes. And we just had a couple callers here that said that it should happen for certain crimes, and there should be a certain amount of time that has gone by. Now, I was holding out. I was holding out to give you how I feel about this because I don't want to sway anybody a certain direction. I've got Ron in Towson. Ron, what say you?
Hey, how are you, Kim?
Good.
So I'm going to be 55 this year, and when I was 20, I was a passenger in a vehicle, and we were pulled over in Baltimore City, and the driver had had an unregistered pistol that was in his trunk, unloaded, and then there was some bullets that he had in his glove box. But I was obviously completely unaware, and he even went to court and told the judge that, you know, the two buddies in the car, they had nothing to do with it, and we all got convicted of a handgun violation in Baltimore City in 1990, which luckily I didn't go to jail. It was right before they did the whole five-year bid or whatever it was. But that was, I don't know how many years ago that was. And about 2 years ago, it was, I think it was maybe 33 years after the fact that happened, I finally said, you know, I think I want to try to get that expunged. And I hired a lawyer and had him send in all the paper and everything, and it just came back almost immediately denied from the Mosby administration. No explanation, just completely denied. And I've, prior to that and after that, I have never been in any kind of trouble at all. Nothing.
Wow. So, you know what, Ron, real quick, I'm surprised that Marilyn Mosby would decide to not expunge it because she seemed to be on the other side.
Like I said, it's, and technically, I mean, I'm married, I have kids, and if my wife even wanted to purchase a handgun, technically, I can't be in the house with it because it's a violation of the conviction that I have, and it's been sticking with me all these years. And when you're a kid, you don't give a crap about it. You're like, ah, whatever, I'm just happy I didn't go to jail because I was a knucklehead hanging out with this guy. And but it was just the circumstances, guilty by association. And now all these years later, my wife is showing interest in wanting to, you know, go to the gun range and stuff like that. And it's kind of like, I can't, you know, and it's like, is it worth the risk, you know, to do it?
Right. Now, let me ask you this, Ron. Are you able to apply again, maybe to State Attorney Ivan's Bates offices?
With the to try to get it expunged?
Yeah.
I'm sure I can, yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to. Because now it's just a matter of principle. I'm just kind of like literally, like nothing. No speeding tickets, nothing. And since 1990, you know?
Yeah. And I guess, you, like you said, you had to hire a lawyer. So this is also costly.
Yeah. And that's the thing. It's like I said, it's just like, you know, you got it hanging over your head. And, you know, like you said, you know, you look things up, you know, when you're dealing with people that you have to deal with or whatever. And, you know, like I went on I was a chaperone for the kids for school one time, and I had to disclose this. And I said, look, if you look me up, it's going to say handgun violation. And, you know, whether the circumstances or what I just told you, or I, you know, was walking down the street waving a pistol at somebody on paper, I'm guilty, it looks like. You know, and I was guilty because obviously I, you know, was convicted of it. But,
yeah,
you know, theft on paper is theft, whether it's a pencil or, a brand new BMW. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
if you see that, you know, like, wow, this guy has a pistol and he's bad news, you know?
Right. Well, thank you so much for sharing that. I appreciate you. We'll discuss more of this when we get back.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you?